Hey there, welcome back. This is Eric Lovier. We are going to talk about today the nurturing system. So if you have not listened to the other episodes of Life-Changing Income, then you're really missing out. You want to make it a point to go through these audios. This is really good stuff. So start with Life-Changing Income Part 1 and go through these audios. Take notes and really sink in what's being taught here. Let it sink in for you. Own it, because it's going to make all the difference in the world for you, okay? So this comes from making, you know, tens of millions of dollars online. I know what I'm talking about, so you really want to absorb this, all right? So what we're talking about today is your nurturing system. And, you know, this is a big breakthrough for a lot of clients that I've had over the years, is they don't realize that you have to sort of nurture up your prospects online. So what happens is, you know, let me give you an example. Let's say I get someone who books a call to talk to me or someone on my team to, you know, maybe inquire about a coaching program or something, or getting help with getting leads with the agency, and they book a call. And let's say I take their email address and I search it and I see that they've been a customer before, or they've been on my email marketing list for years. Well, I automatically know that that is going to be a good call. I mean, most likely that is going to be a good opportunity to bring someone on board as a client, because they've been following me for a long time. They've gotten my emails. Maybe they're a fan. They certainly know, like, and trust me enough to book a call. So that tells me they're a nurtured up prospect. And then when I show up on that call, or if, you know, someone from my team shows up on that call, then my reputation, our reputation precedes us before we ever talk to them. And that makes all the difference in the world to becoming the hunted instead of the hunter. This is where they chase you down to get the cheese instead of you chasing them down and being all salesy. So what happens a lot, like I talked to a financial advisor, life insurance type person today, and they said, well, the way I get my clients is from cold calling. And I'm like, cold calling? Man, that's got to be hard. You know, the 1990s called, they want their billboards, their coupon mailers, and their cold calling back. You know, this is the internet, the digital age. There's this great big thing we call the internet out there. Makes life a lot easier. You can sit at home in your Tommy Bahama shorts and find clients online and get prospects to chase you down if you do this correctly. So one of the big breakthroughs for people is really just trying to understand and fully understanding that when you nurture up people, if you, you know, incubate them, if you will, if you warm them up, if you pre-frame them, if you turn them on to you, okay, if you get them to be a raving fan of yours before you ever pitch them your high-ticket thing, then your chances of closing them skyrocket, okay? So let me give you some more real-world examples, and maybe some of this will sound familiar for you. So when we first started doing LinkedIn some 6 years ago to get clients, we got tons of appointments. I mean, we had appointments coming out of our ears. We had like the Skype group going where people on my team were Skyping with each other. And it's like, hey, do you have time for an appointment right now? I got someone that wants to meet right now at 2 o'clock. And then someone would be like, no, I don't have time. Someone else would be like, I could take him in about 5 minutes, or just wrapping up a call. It was just crazy. Like, we were just like brokering appointments. We had so many appointments. But one of the problems was, I would take appointments, of course, and one of the problems was that I would get on a call with somebody and they'd say, what's this again? And who are you? And Eric who? Eric Louvier? What do you do? You know, and I'm like, yeah, this sucks. Like, they don't know anything about me. I'm like, you know who I am? You don't know me? What's the matter with you? Haven't you heard of Just Sell, Baby? you don't know my podcast? No, I'm kidding. Like, I'm just kind of like, well, they don't know who I am. And I'm like, or they don't know anything about me at all. So half the time, people didn't even answer the call when we'd called them, even though they booked an appointment. The other half of the time, they would answer the call, but they had no idea who we were, what we were doing, or why they were even on the call in the first place. They forgot about the appointment most of the time. So we had to figure things out in order to transform that so we wouldn't have that problem. Are you following me? So basically, we're getting on calls with people that have no idea who we are. That's what we call a cold call, okay? The 1990s called, they want their cold calls back. And so I hate cold calling. I don't know if you like cold calling, but I don't like cold calling. Most people I know don't like cold calling. Cold calling's horror. All right, it's a horror story. So it's like Friday the 13th, right? It's really, 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 really bad. Scared of it. So you don't want to do that. You want people to chase you down. And the way to do that is to nurture them up. It is hard to sell a cold lead online. So you got to turn them on to you. You got to nurture them up. You got to bond with them. You got to turn them into a fan, get them paying attention before you ever talk to them. So back to that example, we would reach out to people on LinkedIn. We would connect with them. Everything was working to get, a ton of appointments, but most of them sucked. Okay. Until we figured out, okay, wait a minute. I remember telling Sydney, hey man, make sure that you, everyone that has an appointment, make sure that you send them a video and tell them, hey, did you watch this video from Eric? Make sure you watch this video before you get on the phone call with us. It will give you a clue as to what we're doing and how great it is, or whatever he said. And so then what would happen then is people would watch that video, then they would get on a call, and it would completely change the whole tune of everything that we did. So then we get on the call, they'd answer the phone. I'd call them, ring, ring. And they'd be like, hello, Eric. I was looking forward to talking to you. I'm so excited to be on the call with you. I can't wait to dive. It was, something like that. It was a completely different dynamic. These people were showing up on the call ready to do business. My reputation was preceding me. Our reputation as a company was preceding us. They knew what the call was about. They knew what the offer was. Really, they were already pre-sold. Okay, we could do that for you too, by the way. Just go to ericmeeting.com, fill out the form there, and let's talk. We'll get you some leads. We'll get you some appointments. It works like a champion. We've been doing it for 6 years. You don't even have to pay for ads. I don't understand why people don't do this. I mean, it's like people are killing themselves trying to, get clients online by posting, all over the place in social media. They're working like 6 hours a day just trying to get prospects. This, we get them from LinkedIn, barely, breaking a sweat. So we can get you clients from LinkedIn, Facebook, and social media, of course. Just go to ericmeeting.com, fill out the form, and let's talk. Let's get you going. Let's get you cracking. Okay, so it was completely night and day. Now we rekindled our entire system and continued to tweak it and perfect it so Sydney didn't have to send a video out each time. And we got smart on the way our system works, from trial and error over the past 6 years. But the point here, hey, listen, the point here is these people are turned on before we ever friggin' talk to them. What a difference. Can you imagine someone answering the phone from you calling them and they say, looking so forward to talking to you. Can't wait to dig in here. I've been looking forward to this call. I've got a couple questions. Like, that's a big difference between calling someone. They're like, who the hell is this? And why are you calling? And why are you bugging me? You see, that it makes you the hunted instead of the hunter. And that's huge as far as making a massive difference in your marketing. Okay, so nurturing people up is extremely important. This podcast is one of those nurturing systems. Like you're listening to me. Hopefully, if you listen to a lot of episodes and you're not listening to me for the very first time, if so, welcome to Eric Louvier Land. So glad you're here. Pull up a chair, get comfortable. Here's some bourbon. Let's talk shop. If you've been following me for a while and you're listening to these podcasts, well, I mean, you got a pretty good, sense of who I am. You could tell, from your instinct, Spidey sense that, I tell it like it is. You can tell I have confidence in what I do. You can tell I know my stuff. You can tell I've taught this stuff. You can tell I'm probably from the South, from Texas. You can tell I'm a little cocky at times. And you can tell that, I can help you make a lot of money because I make it rain up in here. Okay, you know all that. You can tell that from these episodes, right? You can tell I'm affluent. You can tell I'm a mover and shaker. And you can tell I generate cash. Period. All right. You should be able to tell that by now. So if you just listened to me a few minutes ago when I said, we can get you leads, go to ericmeeting.com and I will be glad to help you get leads from LinkedIn. Like if that turned you on a little bit and you already know that I know my stuff and you've already been listening to me and you're like, this guy's good, then you're like, going to go do that. You're going to go fill out that form, right? And if you fill out that form and then you book a call and then finally we get on a call and you either get me or someone from my team, you already know what we're all about, right? You already got a clue as to what we do. All right. At that point, then it's way easier for us to bring you on board as a client than it is if you had no idea who we are. So again, you want to be able to do that. Your next move right now, okay, because you're a fan, right? You're a fan now, huh? Right? So you're a fan. So you want to go to ericmeeting.com, fill out the form, book a call with us so we can bring you on as a client in some form or fashion. We have different levels and programs to fit where you are right now. But what's most important is to take a leap of faith and take action and just dive in. The net will appear. Go to ericmeeting.com. So turn them on to you. Okay, that's what you want to do. Warm them up, turn them on to you, show them the good stuff. Give, sell. That's my philosophy. Give, sell. You got to put free content out there. You got to put information out there. You got to help people. Okay, without regard of what you're going to get in return, just unconditionally give, unconditionally help people, and it's going to come back to you. Okay, they're going to want to become a client of yours because they see that you know your stuff. So that's what you want to do. So we talked about your offer. We talked about, your ideal client, your client avatar. We talked about a conversion system. We're talking about nurturing system. Why don't we get it into traffic? So let's go generate traffic. So we talking about traffic? We talking about traffic. Are we talking about traffic? Little Island Iverson there. So Allen Iverson. We talking about practice. So traffic, we're going to talk about that. But first, how do you get traffic? Well, there's just several different ways to get traffic off the internets. And one way to get traffic is to go to the traffic store and buy traffic. That's it. You show up and you're like, buy some traffic. Okay, we'll talk about that more in a minute. But you could go buy all the traffic in the world and you're going to lose your shirt. You're going to lose your butt in traffic if you don't nurture those people first before you sell them. If you're just like caveman approach, you walk up to the, like, let's say you're a caveman looking for a cave woman. Back in the caveman days, right? You avoid a few dinosaurs. You walk up, you see your cave woman. You hit them over the head with your stump, your tree branch, and you take them back to your cave. That's the caveman days, right? So if you're trying to sell people, and you're gonna hit them over the head, buy my stuff right now without nurturing them. That's a pretty bad way of dating, right? But if you're gonna like nurture them, is like you can take them out to eat and wine and dine them and get them in your new Bentley and you know what I'm saying? Buy them some stuff and be cool with them and show them your better side and whiten your teeth or something, get a haircut. Like you're nurturing, you're bonding, you're giving them a massage first, okay? Like you get what I'm saying? Like that's the way you get clients. You get more flies with honey than you do vinegar. But does knocking them over the head work? It can work a little bit, especially if you have really good copywriting. But the best way on planet Earth to make a lot of money is to nurture people, turn them on to you before you sell them. Like, here's one more thing about this. Like, when I first really started getting into running Facebook ads, I noticed something. I noticed, like, let's say 1 month I spent like 20 grand in ads, but we made only like 8 grand in return. So I'm like, man, we really lost our butts on Facebook ads. Facebook ads is terrible. We spent 20 grand, we only made 8 grand. We lost a lot of money on this stupid Facebook ad. How's other people making it work? But then I shut off my ads. And then the next month, we had a record month. And I'm like, wow, we really had a record month. Let's look at these people and where they came from. And actually, they're the ones that turned me on because they're like, yeah, I saw you from a Facebook ad. And I'm like, what? I'm not even running Facebook ads. But when I searched their names, my clients, to see, oh, they came from Facebook ads, but they didn't buy until a month later. Are you following me? They bought a month later because they got turned on. They got turned on to Eric Louvier land. And then they bought later on. So that's what I'm talking about. So listen, on the next episode, guess what we're going to talk about? Traffic. Your favorite subject. I'll see you on the next call. I'm out of here. This is Eric Louvier. Don't drink and drive. He gone.